I mean, I'll give you an example. You say that you can't, it's difficult for you to convey pastor's messages because it's related to his calling and ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I mean, alright, given the situation. So if I were, I put myself, if I were in your shoe, what do I do? I would just convey, alright, and state it as a matter of fact. It does not mean that I pretend to believe or something like that. If I'm still not convicted, I can just state the matter. I mean, presentation of what is being, what we have received from pastor to the dear brethren, would mean that we should faithfully convey. And does not mean that just because I convey, you know, I'm actually deceiving others that I believe in. It need not to be that way, you know, because this is what I have received. This is what I'm conveying. I just want to be faithful to the message, right? As to the matter concerning his special calling of ministry. You know, I'm still waiting upon the Lord. Okay, I give another example. When we went to some of these places in Caribbean and Central America, some of the pastors questioned us. He said, "You guys, you don't even know whether you." I mean, they asked Zechariah, "So are you safe or not?" They asked me, "Am I safe or not?" And Zechariah said, I'm still seeking assurance." Immediately, the assistant pastor of this Alex Tajada and his daughter say, "You don't even know you're safe, and you want to talk about salvation." So in the end, I have to tell Zechariah that we don't tell people that we are not safe. Or, you know, we don't tell people that we are not sure. We just tell them we are still waiting upon the Lord. And that is a biblical answer. You say, "Huh? You're still not sure?" So, you know, the assistant pastor of, this is another Alex, "You're still not sure?" We didn't say we are not sure. We are saying that we are waiting for God to give us the assurance. And assurance does not come like that, you know, as you all believe. Because there's an Arminian way. Assurance comes from the Holy Spirit, and it's up to the sovereignty of God.